sir, what is your name, sir? Your name, sir?
Lee Spurlock Jr.
Okay, now just hold on for a moment. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
All right.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Emmett Lee Spurlock Jr.
All right, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you do me a favor, repeat your full name again, sir, and give us your ABC number.
My full name?
Yes, sir.
Emmett Lee Spurlock Jr., 326-448.
Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I am going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones to my far left. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this afternoon. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Spurlock, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving that form notifying you of this hearing today, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, then. I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and Jesus so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do also, sir, for the board information and for the record, Spurlock was arrested and convicted on a new felony conviction for drug paraphernalia. Since
yes, sir.
4 months in ADC with a new community supervision begin date of 2/23/2019.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Mr. Spurlock?
Yes.
Sir, since you have been convicted of a new felony and you have a new release date and a new felony of drug paraphernalia, you have a new release date of February 23rd. Is it February? What's his new release date?
2/23/2019.
That's the release date
we have. Release date.
That's what they gave on the new, his new release. So, just a second. Yes, they're showing his current new community supervision begin date starting 2/23/2019 with an ERC of 3/11/2019 with a CSED of 4/14. It's ironic, I know. I just wanted to double check.
Okay, so his release date is
2/23/2019 on the new felony charge.
Okay, sir, so you did pick up a new felony. I'm going to go ahead and go through since your release date is February 23rd of 2019, which means that you have probably a little over a month left on your parole that you're going to have to complete. So I'm going to ask you at this time, do you want to go ahead and continue your hearing or do you want to just kill your time?
I want to continue the hearing.
Okay. Okay, sir. So like I said, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. Phase one, the board would make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision were violated. In phase two, we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Spurlock. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit at Pinell Regional Parole Office, 1308 East Butte Avenue in Florence, Arizona, on or about July 3rd, 2018, between 0800 hours and 1100 hours, as verbally directed on June 1st, 2018. Says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. I'm just a little bit confused. Dr. Rice, so do we have to go ahead and do phase two since his release date is still the same?
I'm not pressed for it. I think the ironicness of it is that end date would have been the end date for the other charge. However, he got 4 months, so when he comes back, he now has a new community supervision begin date that actually starts when his other one would have ended.
So those 4 months have not been included in that 223.
No, his release date is 223, and then I'm going to say
that's for what it would have been.
That would have been the end date. Ironically, the 223 would have been the community supervision end date on what he was on parole for.
Mm-hmm.
But with the new charge, with the way it was timed up, he now comes back out on a community supervision begin date of 223-2019 on a new parole.
So we won't be able to let him out.
He's not really coming out.
We can't bring him out.
All right, so Mr. Spurlock, since you do have a new felony, you have 4 months that's going to be added on to your time. So I'm going to go ahead and
I thought they ran my new charge concurrent with my parole violation because I was arrested on November 28th. My end date for my last parole was November 8th, and I've been incarcerated since November 28th. That's when I signed my warrant, like 2 days after the 28th for my ADC warrant.
Okay, so you're going to have to take that out of time, Con. We can only go by the information that we have here, and that's presented to us here. But I'm going to go ahead and move this on. I'm going to move to find that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, that you were delinquent, and that you may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or a company. That's going to be my motion, as you did get a new felony for drug paraphernalia, which is going to increase your release date, according to my understanding of what we have here with the parole office. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke your community supervision on those bases.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so what will my new end date be?
That's going to have to be taken out of the time comp, sir.
His begin date will be 2/23/2019, and
for the new
on this charge.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes.
Agree, Dr. Wright. Agree, Mr. Neal. Mr. Quinones. So, sir, it looks like your date for the 4 months will start on February 23rd of 2019, and you have to take it over time comp to see exactly how those days are going to fall.
The 23rd is my TR for my new case.
He can get with the CO3, and they can give him the dates that are on the computer.
Okay, so...
Yeah, they gave me the dates. The 23rd of February is my TR on my new case. My maximum date is April 9th.
Correct. So he'll be on supervision from 2/23/2019 until
4/14/2019.
Right.
And I think for our purpose, sir, I think it would be best for you to just take that out with your, CO3 to take that out with time comp, because we don't want to give you any misinformation and the wrong information. So we show your date as being as, based on what we have at this moment, which we cannot guarantee that everything's in there, you probably know better than we do, but we show that it is February 23rd, 2019. But you better make sure that is the case, sir.
Yeah, my CO3 is looking at it right now. That's my TR.
Okay, well, we're going to leave that up to you, up to him. We won't, because we don't want to give you any misinformation, any misleading information, sir.
Okay, so will I get out on that date, or will I not get out on that date? That's my TR, and they say it's my TR, the time comp. Will I get out on the 23rd?
That's a question, sir, that you're going to have to get with your CO3 and time comp. So we can't make that determination. We only hear the hearing, and the board has voted to find that you were delinquent, you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and that...
Okay, so have I completed the killing my number already?
No, sir, you haven't.
All right.
Okay, so the board was, you know, voted to violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, found that you were delinquent, and probably was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, and we probably moved to revoke your community supervision at this time, sir, because you have this new felony charge that you have pending. I mean, that you have been convicted of. Okay?
Okay.
So take up your time with your CO3 again and time comp. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
And would you give the phone back to the CO3, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir.